everybody, and welcome back to the In Spirit Flow podcast, where we are discussing all things business owners and entrepreneurs need to create passion, ease, and flow into their work so that they can carry out their God-given purpose and live a life they truly love. I'm your host, Bree, the founder of In Spirit Flow Consulting for Small Businesses. I'm an entrepreneur, a marketer, and a purpose-driven professional motivator. I absolutely love helping others design their dream life and actualize their gifts that they were born to share with the world. So here is where we discuss all things business, self-development, including mindset, strategy, spirituality, health, leadership, growth, awareness, and so much more. Thank you so much for joining me today. Today we are going to be talking about one of my absolute favorite topics, which is mindset. And I personally believe that it all starts here. When we think of mindset, what does that really mean? It means the way that we perceive and interpret the world and what happens to us in the world. Our thoughts create feelings within our bodies. The way we think about what is happening to us or around us, it is the feeling that we experience internally, and also what people don't realize is the emotion that they're putting out into the world as well. What that means is if you have a negative mindset, you probably don't have a very happy, optimistic life. And that is going to affect everything. Okay, so when we talk about mindset in business, this is really your outlook and the lens that you see your whole life through and the attitude that you approach it with. So you are not going to be an expert at great mindset after just listening to this podcast, okay? But it is important that you understand how mindset works and that it influences absolutely everything, including your success. And I feel so strongly about this, I would even go as far as to say you cannot create and sustain success without the proper mindset. When we talk about mindset, it is not just about positivity all the time, ignoring your problems like they don't exist, and having a perfect life. Mindset is the way that you choose to see the world. Things are not happening to you, they are instead happening for you. So every challenge that you face is an opportunity to rise to the occasion, to handle that challenge like a professional or a step above what you've been in the past. If you keep doing what you've always done, you're going to keep getting what you've always got. And I had to realize that the hard way about 5 years ago, when I was absolutely miserable. I was in a job I didn't like. It pained me to go to work. I would actually cry every day before going to work. I just hated it so much. And I realized something needed to change, but it wasn't just the job, because eventually I moved on to a different job and totally different line of work, and the culture was better, but I still took my mindset with it. So the way I was viewing every little challenge and everything I had to do was still negative, and I dwelled on the negative, and I finally realized the problem is me. Okay? So that brings us to the first step of tweaking our mindset, which starts with awareness. If we are not aware that there's a problem, how or why would we ever change it? So we have to first start by being really aware of our self-talk, of the way we think about others, and the energy that we are constantly putting out into the world. When you're driving in traffic and that person in front of you does that crazy thing that you want to say some choice words about, instead, that is a perfect opportunity for you to take a deep breath and realize that this is not that important. And maybe they're distracted. You never know what that person is dealing with. I remember getting honked at a red light the day after my grandmother died. I was absolutely furious that the person had the audacity to honk at me after about 1 second when my mind was completely elsewhere. So you want to work on being really mindful of not only yourself, but what others may be going through, which causes them to act in a way that is undesirable according to you. Okay, but when it comes to our mindset, it starts within us. And so like I said, every thought we have creates an emotion in our body. Any negative thought or gossipy thought about another person in turn creates this negative frequency that we are emitting out into the world. And that's really scary when you think about positive vibes and stuff. They very much are real. So you affect a room with the energy you carry into it. You can bring hope and gratitude into a room, or you can bring negativity, pessimism, and just overall bad vibes just by stepping into the room with your thoughts. So when in business, this impacts everything. Are you making excuses for why you aren't making sales? Are you blaming things on your team, your customers? Are you blaming basically anyone other than you? Because you are the captain of your ship. You have started this business. You have hired the people. You have trained the people. If anything is not going the way you want, I am sorry to be the one to break it to you, but that's because of you. You don't have to get upset about that, but you realize that you need to take responsibility for it and start making adjustments to get the desired outcome. So this is just starting off with a deep level of awareness and maybe taking note of what things aren't how I would like them to be and how am I responsible for those things. There's many things that we can do to prime our mindset. Everything that you are doing every day, our habits, are a cultivation of what makes us who we are. If we practice healthy eating for so long, we are going to be a healthy person. If you practice it for one day and go back to your old habits, you will find nothing has changed. So mindset is something that we work on every single day through awareness, through positive input, training our brain to think differently. If you were in a negative loop like I was for so long, it's going to be a hard one to break because your brain is just reacting in patterns. It's going to do what it's always done. And so in order to change that, you've got to give it something new and you've got to feed it something new repeatedly for it to begin thinking and spitting out those same positive thoughts. So it's kind of like working out for your mind. I actually believe meditation plays an important role in this, and we will have probably a separate podcast on meditation coming soon because I think a lot of people misunderstand it and its purpose. But it is very important in cultivating awareness and digging deep into your true feelings and your true core self. And if you aren't happy with what you're getting, you have to change something. So first you have to realize what you need to change. So the next step in mindset is feeding it positive reinforcement every day. You're going to listen to positive music only, positive podcasts, positive videos. You have to refrain from participating in negative gossip, in listening to negative gossip even. Negative music that does not produce a happy feeling. That's another thing. For so long, I did not realize I was attracted to music that matched my feelings. And I actually didn't even like happy music because I wasn't happy inside. This was long ago in my teenage years, but those sad, depressing songs, actually, I identified with them and it became part of who I was, which then formed the people that I hung around. And man, that is just a dangerous trap to fall into if you don't even recognize it. And it seems that it happens without our permission because this all happens at a subconscious level. I want you to really think about what are you putting in your brain, and then what is your brain putting out? Now, these thoughts that we think in our head all day long, the language that we speak to ourselves, it's either encouraging or it's negative. And I will tell you, most people have negative talk so terrible they would be ashamed to ever even repeat it out loud. So in order to change that, we have to first be aware, and then we must next take the steps every day to exercise a positive mindset and create a new outlook. So if you have a specific theme in your negative self-talk, you may practice setting an alarm on your phone a few times a day, or maybe every hour. And when that alarm goes off, I want you to stop and think about, what was your self-talk just saying? What was your mindset? What state was it in? Was it on a positive, negative, or neutral scale? And it's okay to be neutral. You don't have to be positive all the time. But we definitely want to avoid ever going into that negative deficit. And so what do we do when something negative, perceivingly negative, happens to us? Let's say you are heading to work and you just notice that you have a flat tire. How are you going to react to that spontaneous challenge? Is it an opportunity maybe to be an example for your children and handle it positively? Is it just a bump in the road that is just going to take a little bit more time than you thought today? And is it somehow, maybe even, an opportunity to connect with somebody? Or maybe it's just a learning opportunity, a chance to change that pattern by doing something different. So that concludes today's lesson on mindset. This is not something that you change overnight. It takes daily work and awareness that you have a negative mindset in order to cultivate a positive one, and the desire to have a happier life, a business you take responsibility for and are proud of the outcome, and understanding that life happens for you to rise above these challenges instead of being the victim and letting it happen to you. We never want to adopt a victim mindset where everyone's out to get me, or all this bad stuff keeps happening to me. Maybe that's because you are ignoring some neon signs that you should be listening to. And maybe, just maybe, the problem and the answer lies within you. Thanks so much for listening today. Please subscribe to this podcast and my YouTube channel as well. We're on Instagram and Facebook, and we are just looking for business owners who want to learn and grow and level up their life. It doesn't have to be on the hamster wheel, on the rat wheel all day long, okay? You can actually have a fulfilling, happy business, and you can be the leader of it. And you can pass down these positive habits and traits to your team. But it all starts with you taking the initiative to do something different. Thanks so much for listening. Hope you guys have a wonderful day today.